Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
And today we are joined by Miles Jupp.
Hello.
You will recognise him for his voice, I'm sure. We've got very learned listeners out there. But for those of you who don't know Miles, you're a comedian.
Yes.
And you were on a very famous TV show called Balamori.
I was, yeah.
Which I'm sure a lot of the mums and dads out there will know you for your pinkness.
My kiltedness, my pinkness.
Your pink castle.
My inventoriness.
Your expertise in box craft.
But yogurt pot usage.
jaunty dancers.
Jaunty dancing. A sort of faraway look that made me sometimes look as if I wondered what I was doing.
Yeah. That thing, am I being paid enough for this?
I'm not sure all the money in the world to wear a skirt and live in a pink castle for some men would be enough.
They are obviously less secure. It seemed fine.
Was there any rivalry between you and Mr. Maker? Did you ever, meet each other for a little punch-up?
Who's Mr. Maker?
Oh, burn!
Who is he? Mr. Maker?
Fletcher? No, it's the only programme on CBeebies that Justin Fletcher isn't in.
Oh, right.
And Mr. Maker is like a man, and he's like, he goes around the world like making stuff out of, yogurt pots and sticky back plastic.
Oh, right. Mm. Well, no, he sounds much better than me.
Let's just say he can make it in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Then it would be ludicrous for us to be rivals, because he's the real deal.
Yes.
I was sort of having people whispering off camera, no, those are your... You've stuck your fingers to the... Right, can we get another...
We need
either
six.
More glue or another actor.
So are you not crafty in real life? Archie's not crafty?
No.
Is that what we're saying?
No. I mean, the real where Balamori is actually genuinely on the sort of quite popular route for the drug trade, apparently.
Oh! So when you're down at the quay, all those lovely lobster baskets are probably full of packages of cocaine. That's a lovely image.
This is something a policeman told me.
Oh.
A real policeman said, of course, that area is synonymous with the drug trade.
That's the story in Balamori, heroin, cocaine and blow. There we are.
That's it.
God, you know the words better than I do.
Now, you've been in other stuff, Miles, haven't you?
Oh, well.
And now your job is host of the news quiz. So you're
it's one of my jobs.
Sorry.
I don't really think that's what I'm doing. I don't have my head immersed in news all the time.
He's also an inventor, remember?
Oh, that's damn right. It.
Yes, I'm a lot of... Yeah, yeah.
And a procreator as well.
I do procreate.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've hung up the old procreating tool for good, but maybe... I have procreated.
Yes, successfully. Very successfully.
Successfully and enjoyably.
So tell us about your family. You have five kids.
I do, yeah.
So five children, Miles. Why did you do that?
Well, these things just have happened, don't they? you have one and then another one, and then you discover you're having another one, and that one turns to be two, and then you have another one. I mean, it's hard to know what causes it all, really.
I think I love being one of five, but my husband is adamant we're only going to have two. And
why is it up to him?
Good point, actually. I mean, we're still having sex, so I could feasibly cough another.
Yes, I've noticed.
Yes.
How nice to meet you, Ian.
So, what advice would you give to anyone who's considering, or maybe who's already got five children?
If you've already got five children, keep at it. I mean, if you're thinking about having it, then it's absolutely not up to me to stop you. If you're thinking of having five children, but it does. You'll end up with fewer hobbies. I can promise you that.
What? Yeah. What are your hobbies narrowed down to?
Quite like tidying the sitting room. And then not bothering to turn the lights on and just sitting on the sofa.
Oh, that's nice. That's a clean, dark space.
Yeah.
That's dreamy.
If anyone needs anything to be gone and got in the car, I'll do that.
So you did comedy, Miles Jupp. And how did that all start?
I went and I was at Edinburgh University, and there was a comedy club, the Stand Comedy Club. So I went there and did comedy.
And the crowd laughed, and you went, right, this is it, this is me.
Someone at the back went, you should present the news quiz. And then that was it, the road to stardom.
16 years hence.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first gig, I do remember being, ludicrously nervous, but afterwards I was really a buzz that's yet to be really matched. But just coming off, just going, fuck. I suppose it's just... It's so terrifying that you're... I don't know what your sort of heart rate's up to. It'd be quite interesting to know.
You should get a Fitbit. That's what I do.
Does that measure your heart rate?
Yeah, it's awesome. And so I will look down when we're doing a gig and see
that you're about to die.
Yeah.
Can you sort of print out your heart rate for the day?
iPhone. Yeah.
Oh, look how mad I must have gone in the supermarket.
Yeah, exactly.
I once looked at it while I was having sex.
How relaxed I am when I'm swimming. Did you?
Yeah.
What, just were you trying to get it to turn you on? Were you hoping...
Can you control your heart rate during sex in that way? Can you just bring me down to my resting rate?
Yeah. I want to be going at
65% of my optimum.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just because we were banging in the dark, and I looked at my arm, and there was a little...
That's Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah. And I looked at my arm, and it was 99. I was like, oh, there we go.
I'm hitting
my optimum fat burning... BPM, yeah.
Oh, that's excellent.
Did you inform Will of the...
No.
Probably got a kick out of that.
No, that's right.
Does Will enjoy this sort of chat?
He doesn't listen.
No.
But his work colleagues do, which I find a great way of bonding with them.
Yeah.
So
our husbands don't listen to the podcast, but if ever we want to, we do want to communicate with them.
Leave a note on the fridge? Or?
We just leave a message in the podcast, then one of their workmates usually listens to it and goes and tells them in the office.
Can't believe you did that thing.
Yeah.
Cannot believe you did that thing.
Exactly. Looks like a Christmas turkey, does it?
Oh, yes. Of course. Right. Do you do that with your own wife? Do you leave like little Easter eggs in the news quiz for her? Little hello.
What I ought to use the news quiz as a platform for is complaining about the parking situation where I live in South Wales, which is not very well regulated. I ought to. We've had to talk about the referendum a lot recently, but now that's over and it's causing no further conversation. I will mainly try and just get every conversation around to Monmouthshire County Council's complete lack of enforcement. That's something that the left can get behind.
Who cares about the rise in hate crime? Let's deal with the real issues.
That's where we're at.
No. Yeah, that is very frightening, isn't it?
How do you, when an issue like that comes up and you are working on something like the news quiz, how do you deal with that? Like, do you try and make jokes out of something that is so obviously so serious and so unfunny to the people it's happening to?
Yeah, I think it would be sort of tempting to think, oh gosh, that's a topic that makes people uncomfortable, let's not do it. People listening on the radio or the recordings, they're all people that have probably engaged with the news in some way, and there's an element of people that listen and go, what are they going to say about such and such, or how are they going to deal with such and such? And that's, I suppose, that there's a challenge there to be relished, but also you don't want to sort of shy away from those things. And a couple of times at the Savile Inquiry, that was published on the day we were recording, and when I got there in the morning, the producer hadn't initially chosen that as one of the stories, and I was going, you can't ignore that.
No.
You can't.
There's loads of jokes.
The day.
Just ask a 25-year-old man on the circuit. He's got heaps.
That's sort of what I was thinking.
But it's changed as well. I did a gig the night Thatcher had died.
Right.
And my dad was a stand-up in the 80s. So, our house was bought on Thatcher jokes, basically. So, and nobody at this gig, and it was one of those dreadful open mic nights where there were 20 comedians, and nobody said anything about the fact Thatcher was dead. Really? And my dad was absolutely outraged. And a real sort of, the world is on fire and the witch is dead and nobody cares. And I did try and say, yeah, well, they're all nine, Dad. You know, they.
He was sitting between Ellie and I, just going, rah! We're like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like,
this guy's
talking about his cock.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, shh.
No. They thought she made cider. They just don't have a clue. Oh, really?
You are a fan of cricket, aren't you, Miles?
Yeah.
You've built books, comedy shows.
I have built books.
Podcasts, built
books.
As you
so often hear people say. Yeah. I am not afraid to build a book.
He's written cities and he's built a book. And you blagged your way in. You pretended you were the Son of Aggers, was it?
No, the Son of Aggers is a terrifying horror franchise. I pretended that I was the BBC Scotland cricket correspondent and then sort of turned up in India with the press corps going, hello chaps, I'm the new boy. And sort of spent a month in the hope that I would actually get work out of it by being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Which didn't happen. Yeah, 10 years ago, that was terrifyingly. So not, it wasn't long after Ballymore, which created some of the problems. People going, you say that you're a cricket journalist, but you're not also
haven't
in
I
that
seen you?
Thing.
Yeah.
And I'd go, oh, yeah, I used to do that, obviously, before before I did a degree in sports journalism at university or whatever sort of cover story. I lied. Yeah, but lying's, that's all right, isn't it, every now and then?
Yeah. I think it's time for a bit of an ecclesiastical game, Helen. Have you got one for us?
I do. Now, I wanted to introduce this game called Bible Dipping. Have you heard of this, Miles?
Is it like teabagging? Stand up again before the book slams shut. No, what is it, how does it...
Okay, so this is a game I used to play...
And I need these off, do I?
Yep.
Yeah. Loosen that up. Yeah.
Assume the position.
I've had these on for about a week.
God!
Now, you used to play this at university,
to play this at university when I was in Glasgow.
Yeah.
And what you would do is you ask the Bible a question, you close your eyes, and then you point to any page, and it will answer these questions for you. So, for example... When I lived in Glasgow in 2003, I said, Bible, will I ever be thin? And I opened it up and I put my finger on a page and it said, jug of oil. And I found that answered the question.
I mean, is it saying you need to have a sort of Mediterranean diet? Is what it was saying, probably.
All right, can I go first? Can I
you go,
first?
Okay.
I want to know, topical, right? I'm going to do some satire now.
All right, Anya, yeah.
It's always funny if you announce it, I find.
Yeah.
I want to find out.
Oh, good. There's it on this.
If Britain will actually leave Europe. I'm flicking the pages, pages, and stop.
What does it say?
Nehemiah 13:31. When evening shadows fell on the gates of Jerusalem before the Sabbath, I ordered the doors to be shut and not opened until the Sabbath was over.
Right. Okay.
So
we're out of Europe until Sunday morning.
Sunday. Yeah. All right.
Okay,
you go.
So I ask you the questions. How much money should I invest in my summer wardrobe? Deuteronomy, your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed.
There we are. That's it.
What is your kneading trough?
My kneading trough.
I think the basket is your wallet, obviously, and the kneading trough is ASOS.com. That's the...
smart shorts.
I think that's that sort of Hebrew for spend. To be honest, I go to Peacocks for my summer.
Oh, Peacocks, very nice. Yeah. Oh, there's a good branch there in Catford. Yes, very clean.
Yeah, well, there is a Peacocks where I live.
Oh, that's always
handy. Well,
I'm sure
you scope that out along with the schools before you picked your property. You know, imagine if Foxton's put that on its little leaflet.
Near a peacock.
Yes.
Outstanding peacocks.
They should be. Yes.
Very strong branch of Nando's within walking distance. Do you want to do one, Thorn? You do a dip your Bible. Go on.
Will Bananarama say yes to being on the podcast?
There's a lot of mentions of Bananarama in Deuteronomy, as I recall.
I will tear them to pieces and go away. I will carry them off and no one will rescue them.
Right, so they will come on, but you'll have to threaten them.
Yes.
How was that?
I enjoyed that very much. I enjoyed that game so much.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Much. I think we should have another game, but how about now, because Miles, you like a quiz for money, don't you?
Yeah,
I do like a quiz specifically for money.
Well, we haven't got any money, but we have got a quiz.
We do,
okay,
we do.
Well, that's half the battle.
All right, Helen, do you want to kick us off?
All right, Scummy Mummy's quiz, let's go. How much is a McDonald's Happy Meal?
£3.49.
It is £2.49, but we will let you have a point if you can tell us how many chicken nuggets you get with
you get
a Happy
six.
Meal. Helen?
You get four.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yep. You.
Call yourself a modern father.
Right.
All right, Ellie, you go.
Okay. Next question, Miles. Which of the following is not a My Little Pony character? Not a My Little Pony.
Right.
Twilight Sparkle, Rarity, Pinkie Pie, or Shiny Bob?
Pinkie Pie?
That's incorrect. It's Shiny Bob. Did you really think there was a My Little Pony called Shiny Bob?
I'd call a My Little Pony Shiny Bob.
Well, we would. This is what we're going to call our production company.
I'd call any number of things I'd be prepared to call Shiny Bob.
All right. What is the name of the guy in the Sillet Bang advert? Bang and the dirt is gone.
Barry Scott.
Yes! Nailed it.
Done.
Straight in.
Yeah.
God, honest.
I wish I got the first two right as well, because getting that right made me feel really good.
How does it feel to be on the other side of the table, Quizmaster?
Oh, wow. It feels really good. Really good.
Awesome. All right, Ellie.
Okay. Now, can you name the popular song often played at children's birthday parties and school discos that these translated lyrics come from? Ready?
Yep.
A girl who is warm and humanly during the day. A classy girl who knows how to enjoy the freedom of a cup of coffee. A girl whose heart gets hotter when night comes. A girl with that kind of twist. Now, that's quite hard, so I'll give you a clue. The chorus goes, A sexy lady, op, 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 op.
Oh, that's Gangnam Style?
Yeah! No, it's Act 3 of the Fledermaus.
Yeah. Currently available in the Joan Sutherland collection.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Tony Hawk's, who you could have on your podcast? He is very good at performing the song Gangnam Style.
Let's get him on. Get him on.
Get him on.
He's
get
got
him
a
on.
Child.
Oh, there we are. That's the qualification.
Is that the qualification?
You don't have to be clever or funny.
No.
If you have a child and be in some way scummy.
Yeah. If you've chucked one up someone or had someone chuck one up at you and a baby's come out, you're on, mate. That's
done.
It.
Chucks one up. Which attribute of the process does chuck one up refer to? Just.
Well, you did say you don't know how you ended up with five children.
That's
so.
Right.
Chuck one up. Yeah.
Is that a Craig McLaughlin song?
Hey, man, until you don't know what I'm going to do, I'm going to chuck one
right up you.
Hey,
that's how Helen met
I'll husband. Make your moan, Mona. I'm Craig McLaughlin.
Yeah.
From Neighbours and Bugs.
Yeah.
I don't even need a t-shirt under these dungarees.
Stop it, you're arousing me.
Oh, I hit, mate. I'll make your moan.
Oh, God.
I'll make your moan till you forget my name. That's probably. But no, I can't do anything.
How's your range going? That's
very good. Look, of course, we could talk about Craig McLaughlin all day.
Sorry.
Yeah, not a bad plan.
Quick.
Can you remember who else was in Bugs, the programme I just mentioned, if I can briefly quiz you?
I don't know.
Jesse Birdsall and Jay Griffiths.
Oh, Jesse Birdsall. Legend in his own lifetime.
Marcus.
Yes. Peter! All right.
Where are we right now, guys?
We're in El Dorado, mate. I think my dad auditioned for the role of Marcus in El Dorado.
Really?
About it, yeah. Really? How different my life could have been.
How different all our lives would have been. Okay. Maybe he was in a sitcom, Blind Men, as well.
Is this your mastermind, like?
Jesse Birdsall.
And the works of Craig McLaughlin and Check 1-2.
1997 to 2001. I don't know. I'd
enjoy that quiz more.
You've hit an odd seam of trivia.
Right, Thorn.
Name the five colours of the original Power Rangers.
Now, this is canon. This is the original canon, Jupp. Come on.
Right, okay.
Not the newfangled
rubbish. That's a very subtle way of you telling me that they've changed in some way. So there were five Power Rangers.
Yeah, now it's all Farrah and Ball colours. It's all miserable sunset.
Sort of 180
and,
of them.
Teal and hummus.
Yeah. Angry so urine. Get,
yeah.
Worrying piss. red, presumably.
Yes.
Purple.
No.
No.
Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of magnolia.
I'm afraid we're gonna have to call
Ash.
It
cream latte. Burgundy.
All right, now going back to children's parties, Miles. Okay.
Yeah.
How many glasses can you get out of one box of Sainsbury's House Sauvignon Blanc? Now this is according to what it says on the box, not according to Helen, who drinks it in pints.
Yeah.
How many glasses?
18.
Yes, correct. He did the math.
Now this is a local question.
Yeah.
What is unique about the Hornum and Walrus? Is it A, overstuffed?
Yeah,
B,
A.
Oh, shut up. Okay. I've got some funny answers.
Sorry.
Wait for the humour, Miles.
Have you heard of the rule of three? Jesus.
No, what's that? Is that to do with painting? Okay.
Right.
Sorry, you ask
all right,
again.
Let me do my comedy.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
Is that something that you've raised you to shout down hecklers? Get off! Let me do my comedy. Let me do
that's
my...
That's my catchphrase.
Please
yeah.
Let me do my comedy.
Let me do my comedy. Yeah.
Don't turn
hello,
up.
The comedy store. Let me do my comedy. Yes. Anytime.
Your
let me do
to
it.
Your central booking. Let me do my comedy. Don't turn the lights up and the microphone off. Okay. But anyway, you've not built it up in any way. Please
do
your comedy.
It's a nice punchline to this. Is it A, overstuffed, B, overweight, or C, overrated?
It was worth it. It's certainly overstuffed.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think that was a thing where someone basically said to their apprentice, a sort of taxidermist said to his apprentice, well, look, I'm going to go for lunch now, but if you just carry on stuff, well, how much sand do I put in? Oh, I think you'll know when there's enough.
Yeah. And the eyes start popping out.
Came back at sort of 3:30, having a slightly longer lunch again.
No!
Yeah.
Ronald.
Yeah.
You haven't had sand that up, have you? Oh yeah, completely finished. Yeah.
Well, I ran out of sand, so I just put the sofa in.
You're not getting any of that out.
Yeah. Okay.
It's away for maintenance, but it's back now. Is it the one?
Yes, it went to Margate. Yeah. I don't think it's the same one.
I think they've done the sort of trick that people do with rabbits when they die.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Flopsy's gone on holiday. Flopsy's back. It was a sort of health farm, really. She's lost a lot of weight. One different coloured paw.
Yeah.
But that is.
And she's wearing coloured contacts.
Yeah.
She's
new.
She can no longer handle loud noises.
Yeah.
That's Flopsy, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's a dog. Okay.
Should we end it there, Ellie?
At the end of that round, Miles, you have scored some points. Excellent. And you've won a prize.
Yay.
It's just like the news quiz, isn't
it?
It
is. I got you a packet of After Eights.
Oh, that is excellent. That is absolutely brilliant.
Do you know
Thank
why?
You very much.
Because I thought it was an appropriate gift because I think that the After Eights always add a touch of class to an event.
Because you're Australian.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what you define as class.
This is so a sort of breakfast cereal in Australia. Milk, mint, chocolate. Thank you. Well, I might hand those out to the audience tonight as a sort of.
Don't like it?
Yeah. No, because I do like it. To treat them.
Mm.
I mean, I won't tell them that I didn't pay for them, obviously.
No.
I'll say Forest Hill. I have taken it upon myself to treat you.
Absolutely.
I've recently been to Australia and. And cover these. Great, thank you.
And then they can use the little sleeves for like records for their dolls in their doll's house.
Did
you ever
that's
do that?
Nice.
I used to love that.
That's very good.
Thank you.
What did you use for the records?
I just used to nibble round the After Eight mints until it was a sort of circle shape and then pop them back in the little bag.
Oh, right. Did that attract flies and stuff in the summer?
Yeah, of course, yeah. No.
We'll do that tonight in the audience.
Of course, at a doll's house, flies are incredibly exciting. Enormous flies. Terrifying infestation.
Right, well, we do like to round off the podcast with Scummy Mummy's Confessions, Miles.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, this is sort of stories of sort of parenting failure or idiocy or general... disaster. So I'll kick us off this time. So I have until now been priding myself on the fact that my children don't know any swear words. Until the other night when my son announced that his friend George at school kicked him in the arse. And I said, "What do you mean, arse?" And watched my parents try not to literally piss themselves with laughter on the other side of the table. Granny and granddad are just having a heart attack. Ignore them. And I said, "Yeah, you know, what do you think arse means, Charlie?" And he went, "P peanuts, which is what they all call their penis at school.
Yeah,
so, wow. Not only has my child learnt a swear word, he's learnt it wrong. So there we are. And I don't know whether to educate him correctly or just, well, I do know what to do because I'm currently doing it, just pretending the whole thing never happened. No. So that's parenting.
That seems easier. We were out once in Nunhead Cemetery.
Jolly.
We'd taken an eye off the ball. It was a very, very hot day. We were possibly buying ice creams, but we had cause at one point for someone to say, "Excuse me, is that your pram that's rolling down the hill?"
And it
so
was,
we gave chase. It was. It was our, not just a pram, but an occupied pram.
So
that was, yeah, that was quite an early failure in our parenting career.
And did you get it, or is it still going now? Is it halfway to Cornwall now?
Yeah. I did catch up with it, but you can't also discreetly chase a pram that's going down the hill.
Yeah.
So you sort of think this would be. This is slightly embarrassing, but if no one sees, but of course, if you go charge down the hill on it. I think it was on that sort of open day that they have at the Nunhead Cemetery open day when all the graves are
dug up.
I was at a play date the other day with a friend. Had not been to a house before. I had eaten a lot at lunchtime, and.
Oh God.
And I bent over to pick something up and something wafted out, but luckily no sound.
Oh yeah.
So I thought, let's hope nothing came of it. But my 4-year-old son was sitting next to me and went, "Mummy, did you fart?"
Oh yeah.
And I was like, "No," and then I was like, "Shh, I'll give you a lollipop,
as the paper started peeling from the wall.
And my friend lost her eyebrows, yeah. But it smells like your fart, Mummy. It really smells like your fart. I was like, "No, I think you need to go to the toilet," and nearly yanked his arm out of his arm socket and made him sit on the toilet until he pooed. And then I went, "See?" Bright red and sweaty.
It was you all the time.
Farted at my friend's house.
Well, I like
really
that.
Though, that yours are sort of consistent enough for him to know.
Yeah.
You've got a sort of trademark.
It's like a signature scent.
Yeah. Top note of. Yeah.
It's a distinctive musk.
Yeah. It's
patchouli
nice.
And lamb shank.
That's right. It's just a hint of German salami. So that was fucking embarrassing. We all knew. That was
everything
the thing we all...
The skin on.
So, that was me being really scummy. But what do you do? What would you guys do in that situation? Do you just go, "Sorry, I've got the farts"?
I've got no shame or friends, so I know. It's not something I have to worry about.
One of the trials of being in a comedy double act, Miles, is that we share very small backstage rooms, and both of us have, you know, in the minutes
we've had dressing rooms smaller than our vaginas. Yeah. Let's be honest.
How does that work? It's
like Doctor Who. But Ellie and I will get the farts in the lead up to going on stage, and sometimes we can't get out, can we?
Yeah.
So, no. Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think it's nerves. I get the squeezy sphincter. You know, and then that's it.
Do you?
I've never ordered that, but it sounds absolutely delicious.
As my husband always says about when on our wedding day, when he was waiting for me to walk down the aisle, he could just feel his arsehole going 5p 50p 5p 50p, and it was like that.
It might be carrots.
It could be carrots.
I won't tell you what relation he is to me. A friend of mine, he recently just was in a situation where he was only able to eat carrots, and he realised his carrots.
Oh.
He happened not to have had any breakfast. He was working. He didn't have time to go out and get anything. The only thing he had in the office were carrots. So he just thought, "It's fine. I can eat carrots. That'd be great." 3 hours later, I mean, pretty much clinging to the furniture.
Whoa.
All the windows open. He was like, all these years, that's what it's been. So he's eradicated carrots from his diet.
And
see a run?
And I tell you, you can't see a fucking thing in the dark.
But he smells nice.
It's freed up a lot of time that previously he used to have to spend sort of bending over and grimacing. Yeah.
That's a top tip. People have learned things tonight.
Yeah, I feel like we all have, perhaps too much.
I don't want to say that. Does it affect everyone? I don't want to have a sort of bad effect to the British carrot growing industry.
Oh, well, that's it, isn't it? Now, what we need to plug, of course, your tour, don't we, Miles?
Oh, you could.
Yes.
It's called Songs of Freedom for No Real Reason. just called Songs of Freedom. No Real Reason is my own editorialising. And it starts in the beginning of September.
That's right.
And what's it all about?
It's all about a variety of subjects. I talk about, possibly talk about poo. Mm. So if that's the sort of thing you enjoy. I talk about some of the things that we've touched on today, probably. Manners, maybe astronauts, maybe croissants.
It sounds amazing.
But it's not about smorgasbords.
Right, that's not in the show.
It is a smorgasbord.
So don't be disappointed, smorgasbord fans, if you come along expecting half an hour of smorgasbord material. That's right.
Yeah, no open sandwiches and unexpectedly raw onions in this show.
I like raw onion. Maybe that's right.
I can only imagine the effect it has on you.
So the tour starts in September, and if people want to buy tickets, where should they go?
Well, if you go onto my website, milesjupp.co.uk, and click on the On Tour link, there is a list of links to all venues, and you can click through there.
Who's got milesjupp.com?
Today.
Someone's probably squatting on it. You want to watch that?
What a terrific thought.
Someone's teabagging your name as we speak. So, that's it from us. Please follow us on Facebook at Scummy Mummies, and we're on the Twitter and Instagram.
That's right. And catch us live. You can go to scummymummies.com.
Yeah.
Note that, Giles.
So global.
Yeah.
Giles? Good. Wow. I fucked up your name. Excellent. Yeah.
Well, we've only had 45 minutes to get used to it.
So. Thank you, Giles Mupp.
Many pleasures.
And we are performing at Camp Festival this summer.
We are.
We'll be doing a Secret Mummies Wine Club with Sarah Cox, and we're doing our live show in the daytime.
We like Sarah Cox too. That's why we're doing a collabo with her.
Let's go gravy. She's super.
All right.
Giles Mupp has very much enjoyed being on the Cummy Scuzzies podcast.
Thank you, Giles Mupp. That's not the first time we've been called that. Thank you so much for being a brilliant guest, and thank you to everyone for listening.
Oh, thank you for listening.
And until next time.
Bye-bye.
Wait, what do you say at the end of the news quiz?
Good night.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Good night!
Thank you.
That was so much. Live from the Signal Pub in Forest Hill.
Now it's time for the Archers.
So we wear gold cat suits and we sing and we dance.
Gold cat suits.
Have you? I nearly bought one, actually, just in case you didn't have one, but I'm glad to hear you've
got
one.
Mine's sort of gone a bit baggy. I might get a new tighter one.
I've got one at home. I'll pop back and get it for you for your show if you like.
Do. I can't bear performing without giving people a really strong sense of what you must look like naked.
Hey, it's feminism, Miles. It's saying, look at our post-pregnancy bodies.
You don't need to tell me that.
So much feminism.
I do sometimes think crotchless was a bit too far, but fuck it, we've done it now.
Hang on, that's right.
It's not your fault if you haven't got a crotch.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.